Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 6, A Fractured House, written by Rafe Judkins and Lauren LeFranc, and directed by Ron Underwood. This season's been a little light on Grant Ward so far, and understandably so. After his betrayal and outing as a Hydra agent last season, it would be a little difficult to include him on the team's action. What the show's been doing has been great. I like the Hannibal Lecter vibe Brett Dalton has curated for himself in his cell, but I think it was clear that sooner or later he was getting out of there. You don't put a bad guy in your custody without expecting him to break out at some point. We've heard from Ward in the past about his rough childhood, and specifically about his brother, who's supposedly cruel and horrible to him, a master manipulator that can make anybody believe anything. In Season 1, this played like a weak, quote-unquote tragic backstory to give to a character with little personality to back it up. Now, we finally get to meet Ward's brother, who seems to have his own agenda for Grant. It doesn't retroactively make that thread in Season 1 better, but it does give it more context and does a better job with it. The question over which Ward to trust is the one that carries throughout this episode, as no one is quite sure if either one is telling the truth. Tim DeKay plays the ambiguity well as Christian Ward, and the final sequence of Grant breaking free while being transferred to Christian's custody may be predictable, but it's effective. Thank you for listening to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like it, and comment in the video below. If you are listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/instantfilmblog. And don't forget to check out Filmbookcast or The Complete Works, an in-depth look into the career of Nicolas Cage. Hope to see you soon, true believers.